AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump says he's going to make a decision very soon about whether he'll mount a third-party bid if he loses the GOP nomination for president.
The Republican Party has been treating me very, very fairly. All I ask is fairness.
After a speech at the National Federation of Republican Assemblies in Nashville on Saturday, Trump told reporters he thinks the decision will make a lot of people, quote, very happy. While helping New Orleans mark the 10th anniversary of its recovery from Hurricane Katrina, former President Bill Clinton told a crowd that his wife, a former senator, who is now running for president, joined him as he sought to raise funds for recovery efforts.
Hillary wanted to go because she had been a senator from New York on 9/11, which was just 4 years earlier, and she never forgot what Mary and other members of Congress of both parties did to step up to try to help New York begin again after the awful tragedy of that day.
As remnants of Tropical Storm Erica move into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico today, hurricane specialist Jack Bevin says some parts of Florida could get rain and wind.
Basically, the whole southern part of the peninsula and the Florida Keys is no real localized place that's going to get the worst of it.
Folks who live on the Big Island in Hawaii are bracing for high winds and heavy rain as Hurricane Ignacio moves toward the Hawaiian Islands.
Also, large swells from Ignacio can be expected along the east and southeast facing shores over the next few days.
Another Category 4 Hurricane Ximena is following in the footsteps of Ignacio, but it's still more than 1,200 miles from Hawaii. This is AP Radio News. The door is apparently still open for an interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve.
Fed Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer says the factors that have kept inflation below the central bank's target level have likely begun to fade, and there's reason to believe prices will begin rising soon as a result of a stronger dollar and a sharp decline in prices. That appears to set the stage for the Fed to at least start nudging up a key bank rate that has been historically low for months. Economists are now watching to see whether the August jobs report to be released this coming week is strong. In a speech at a high-profile economic conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Fischer said Fed officials are closely monitoring developments in China and studying the latest economic data. I'm Diane Kepley.
A source tells the Associated Press Los Angeles has struck a deal with the U.S. Olympic Committee to become America's 2024 bidder for the Games, pending approval, though, by the city council this week. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.